Okay, wanted to let you know that I'm skipping the episode prompt 3, the exhaustion you can't explain, because that is not particularly a good topic because I don't really feel the fatigue the way most depressives do. I don't get locked in bed like most depressives do, so I think exhaustion might be a not a topic to talk about unless we talk about it a different way. So I'm going to answer the prompts for episode 4. Why it's hard to ask for help even when you're drowning. And this kind of ties into the last episode or to episode 2. The first question says, what stops you from asking for help when you are at your worst? So when you are in a depressive episode and really deep in it, what's stopping me, okay, from asking for help? Couple things. Remember the devil and angel on the shoulder metaphor. The devil or your depression really lobbies and advocates hard for you not to get help. And that's again so it can survive and keep living and running the show. So it will tell you. It'll beat you down. In my case, it beats me down. It tells me I'm awful, I'm worthless, you don't deserve it. Nobody gives a shit anyway. So yeah, that is, the depression. I would say of all the things, the depression itself is trying to keep you down, so it will be the primary stopper. But that's not to say that the other things don't contribute. Shame contributes a great deal. And moves us to our second question. How do pride, shame, fear, or hopelessness play into it? They all play into it. Because, for example, people's pride, they can't let go of their ego. And what it will mean to admit you need help with your brain and your mental well-being. Huge stigma in culture and society for that. So, do you want to risk your reputation and how people see you in the world? No. So people won't, that'll stop them for sure, their pride. And that tied into that is the shame of admitting that you're not quote unquote normal or like everybody else. So the shame contributes. The fear, also a feeling that comes up with the idea of opening yourself up to other people. And hopelessness comes in the form of kind of like nihilism. Like, it's pointless. Like, nobody gives a shit. I don't give a shit. So if I don't give a shit, screw it. Like, there's no reason to bother, right? That is definitely a thing. Now, hopelessness can be light or it can get into extreme nihilism, which it has for me personally gotten into the really nihilistic side of things. Next question. Have there been times you almost reach out but didn't? What stopped you? Yes, many times. I have wanted to call, let's say, the National Suicide Hotline, and for what, just for basically somebody to talk to and have a discussion about what I'm dealing with, because those people are trained and know what's up. Many of them suffer from it themselves. So I've almost called many times. In fact, I have called once, and it was a really good experience. not what I expected, not the picture your brain paints, the stigma picture of what it's like. But yes, what stops you from calling in those moments is a lack of self-worth. You just feel you're not worth it. You know, you feel as though this is a pointless exercise because I have no value and I don't want to waste anyone's time or effort in helping me because it's pointless. What would have made it easier for me to ask for help? Excellent question. One of the big things personally is opening up is easiest to someone you feel understands what you're going through. If there's a sense of that, other than just coming right out and saying, hey, I suffer from depression too. If there is a sense of that, you know, through conversation, there's a possibility that a depressed person might open up. But otherwise, it is very challenging for people to ask for help because the depression doesn't want that. Help means the depression won't be in charge and driving the bus. So it will do whatever it takes to stop you from getting the help. It's self-preservation. The depression wants to keep you where you're at. I think that just about does it for episode 4. Why it's hard to ask for help even when you're drowning.